Felt good in the first half. Would have liked to hit, throwing a better ball to Victor on the first third down. Missed him, threw it a little bit behind him. But besides that, I thought things were clicking pretty well. Had a good idea of what they were doing from our preparation. They didn't change a whole lot, but had a good feel for where guys would be dropping, who's be open, and guys were winning. They were winning the one-on-one battles. We're getting the ball out quickly. We ran the ball well. Defense was getting us some turnovers, and it was a good first half, and really the whole game. I thought the offense was in a good rhythm, and defense did a great job getting six turnovers.
What's it like having a 6'6" target like Larry
Bunnell? Larry, yeah, had a couple. The first touchdowns, he's just running a seam down the middle. It's Tampa 2, the guy's running with him, but you can throw it high and let him make a play. So it's a throw we've worked on, and just say I'm gonna throw you open on these scenarios. And he did a good job making some big catches for us. He's done a good job just understanding the timing of the offense of these plays when the ball's gonna come to him, and he's making some tough catches for us.
Obviously, you have confidence.
Probably so. I think he just hadn't had a whole lot of game action, but he did well. I was hoping he would be able to play to this level. I really was. I was excited for about the possibilities for him this year, but he's played really well. We do a good job. We move him around and put him in different spots, and he creates some mismatch. We had a corner on him one time. We threw the fade. We had a linebacker on another time. He couldn't get open on the linebacker, but he beats the corner. So I don't think it's supposed to work that way, but that's the way it goes sometimes. But he's ran a slant on a third down conversion. So he's doing some good things. But all the guys, I thought Ruben played really well. Hit a couple go routes to him. Should have had a touchdown on the slant. I really threw if I put it a little bit more in front on that slant, then he'll see that safety and won't take that hit and get the interception. But things were clicking. Offensive line played well, really well again for the second week in a row.
How important was it for you to build off of last week, take it into this week, play even better? How does that bode for this team going forward?
Well, it's good. After a rough start, no one likes to start 0-2, but two wins in a couple of days, 4 days, feels good. And especially, I was kind of hoping after last week, I thought we had a really good rhythm last week, and we're getting a feel for this offense and the timing of things and all the checks and all our possibilities. And I was hoping we could just kind of continue on the short week, just continue that. I thought we were able to do that. So it was really fun.
You've said some very nice things about Derek Jeter. This is a role model for yourself. Do you know what happened tonight?
Yeah, I heard, Frank Mayer told me at the very end of the game he hit a walk-off single to win it in his last home game. So that's very Jeter-like. Sounds about right. He's always been clutch and steps up in big moments. No doubt he would be put in that situation. He would come through again.
You are kind of now the one iconic New York figure left in sports. Do you take lessons from him and kind of use them going forward in your life?
Well, I think I've taken a lot of lessons from Derek, and just how he's handled a lot of things, how he deals with the media, how he's perceived by fans. He works hard. His commitment to his sport, to his craft, being a good teammate, being a good leader. I've tried to watch him and learn from him, and he's definitely been a role model for me my first 10 years, and will continue to be. Kind of follow that. That style of being an athlete in New York City that he's said, it'll be tough to emulate him. There's no way you can do it, but you can try, and you can. He definitely set the bar for athletes in New York City.
Starting to like
the offense, and it's fun each week. We got some new things and what plays are gonna work, and we have a lot of good meetings with Coach McAdoo, and just discussing, talking football, talking what plays we like, what we're going to get to, what our checks are. And so, it's fun. Each week's a challenge. Each week's, a lot of movement and formations, a lot of no huddle, and practices are fast-paced. But that's exciting. It's fun, and I think guys, offensive linemen, receivers, they're all starting to – to feel the tempo of things and see what we can do with this offense. We just got to keep working.
We got time to do one more.
This looks like a different team from 2 weeks ago, the one I walked up the field against Arizona. Does it feel like a different team now when you're getting on this training at home?
Well, I think you know we had to come together as a team. That first game, first couple of games, it was going to take some time for us just to understand the timing, the rhythm of this offense, to get totally comfortable with new plays, new cadence, new people, a lot of new things going on. And but I think we've gotten better every week. That's what we got to continue to do. We can't be satisfied with where we are. There's still definitely room for improvement, room to get better, and we're going to do that. We're going to keep staying hungry and keep trying to improve each and every week.